So the past few weeks, there's two sugis. There's the sugi of Ol Mitzvahs, and there's the sugi of Ol Malch Shemayim. And both in Kali, we shtel zich more on Ol Mitzvahs. But there's a previous sugi of Ol Malch Shemayim. We saw the lashon of the Mechilta, that in Malchusi, ein atem mekablim, zeroisi heich atem mekablim. It's not shaykh. And Shaykh Bechlal to properly be Isaac and have an MS Richtige Ol Mitzvahs without being marked in Kabbalah Ol Malch Shemayim. And we mavar barichus that the Sugi of Kabbalah Ol Shemayim has to dafka be Koivim. It has to be what we call setting up the Yesoidis, the Hanochas, the backdrop. This is the backdrop, this is the actual backdrop and the actual framework that a person is Chayim. And Kabbalah Ol Shemayim is a chelik of that. Be'etzem, we saw that Be'etzem it's living in the Welt of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. De'ebesht is the Borei Olam, the Melech Malchei Emlochim, B'yodei HaKol, and Hashem Aloch V'Aguf Sholoch, we have to get start getting ready, we're going to be saying this. And Hashem Aloch V'Aguf Sholoch, everything belongs to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's De'ebesht's Welt. The avoid of stelling a vet that the Ebesh's Welt is not something you do after you came in the oil. After you're in the oil already and it's your Welt. It's a Yad. Sheyad ha'odam moishal boi. Ha'oretz nasan levnei Adam. If it's ha'oretz the nasan levnei Adam, so then you saw that you cannot connect him a Kabbalah Gzeres. You cannot be a Kabbalah Gzeres. You have to stel a vet the Kabbalah Samal Chishamayim. And we saw that we have a Mesuyim de Kekoshi. Bechlal, besides that it's not in the focus of our mind, Bechlal, to focus on Avodas Kabbalah Samal Shemayim. But we saw by even Mesuyim our door, it's called Kuli, one of the ways you magdar, it's called Kuli a door that's a nafkamina. We're a nafkamina from the previous Digadars. We're not shtelling avek the Yesoidas, we're not shtelling avek the foundations. We're called Kuli a Tosefes in all areas. We're called Kuli Tosefes being Mamshik. Give me a list of 100 things to do, I'll do it. Aber shtel avek the Yesoidas, we're living in a world. And that we spoke out, the Chazor we saw last week. Now we spoke out that even the Mesuyim, the matzav of coronavirus, this is a tremendous opportunity we haven't had in years and years. During this tkufa, where the whole musig of routine is totally be obliterated, there's no musig of routine. There's no musig of routine. More than anything in life, what has been hit is the musig routine. The idea of constant and givens, hanochas, chazokas. Chazokas in life, there's no chazokas, there's nothing that you could say clearly. It's becheskas, kach, vekach, vekach, it's vet zayin, azoy, azoy, azoy. And it's gonna be ungenomen, it's ungenomen, it's azoy. Lem is boiling in that nekuda more than anything has been hitting all over. The countries that don't wear a mask, don't shtel zechzu, the neighbors don't wear a mask. You cannot wear a mask. The musagim trying to set the school year in so many areas, in any area. I don't know if anyone started working on their Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur plans. You know, there are people who, you know, the Aleph Beis, the Balabas, who he wakes up Rosh Chodesh Elul, he knows already where he's going to be Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur every year. He already has it down pat. He dives in a certain minyan next to the Prima Palace Hotel. He already has it. He's in America. And he already has it of Gestalt, which is the seat exactly. He has the Gabbai. Today, no one knows. No one knows where they're going to be. We have no idea. I mean, inside, outside, they're going to be latest section, not the latest section. Your wives are probably driving you crazy. No one, garnished. There's only one musig. This is a tremendous opportunity, be'etzem, to give back the world to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. To give back the world to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. To allow HaKadosh Baruch Hu, be'etzem. The Malchusay Bakol Mashallah, to allow it to be Chal. This is what we saw. We're, like we said, not angevin bechlal, to focus on that sugi of Kabbalah is Malchus Shemayim. First thing tonight, a little bit more, say, we have to use, we have kelim. We have different kelim in Avodas Hashem that Ba'oifim B'Misuyim focus on Daf Kabbalah is Malchus Shemayim. And it's a little bit hard for us. Because we're very big, like Adora is very much the do. We're focused do. Give me what to do. Give me what to do. And Kabbalah Sol Malach Shemayim is very much about Havaya. What is? Being. Just being in the world of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, realization that I am in the Ibishter's Welt. I, V'chol HaSheli, I, my wife, my kids, all my stats, everything I have are in the world of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's very hard for us. Let's take a few Nakudas, a few Kalim that we have. Rabbein Yehuda, Shari Tshuva, Shari Gimel, he goes through Moed the Esed. So he talks about the mitzvah of Tefillin and Mezuzah. He says the Bechlal Kabbalah Samach Shemayim. He says that a special chaymer, the night Rastam mitzvah says the Bechlal Kabbalah Samach Shemayim. Why? Because in the Parsha Rishayin of Kriyishma, state down Rabbein Yehuda, anything in any of the mitzvahs in the Parsha Rishayin of Kriyishma, not Stam mitzvahs. They don't get hurt in our Shprach. They're not only get hurt, they have all mitzvahs. They get hurt in all Kabbalah Samach Shemayim. When the Nakudas of that tefillin and mezuzah, both of them, the taka matzavim of this, they're defining mitzvahs. They're not only mitzvahs that you go take a lulav, it's not a etzim of defining mitzvah. Tefillin, avada, it's a ma'aseh mitzvah, vanoches tefillin. But the oimik of tefillin be'etzim is, the oimik of tefillin is be'etzim, this is a part of you. You wrap the parashiyas of Kabbalah Samach Shemayim, you wrap Shem Hashem to your head. Connected the Moyach, and you react with connected Lev, you say, this is who I am. It's more the Garashi, it's more of your test. The Sugi is over there, more Dan's. If a Kohen wears Tefillin under his begotten of Bia Chatzitza, the Lashon of Gemara is maybe Tefillin Kagufa, Rashi says, Mitzad Chavivusa, the mitzvah is Kagufa. There's no one mitzvah is Kagufa. What is Kagufa? The Taicha, that's the way Tefillin is. Tefillin is the in the body of Yid should have filling on all day. But you say that though. For be meglich, that's what it would be. Because that's be'etzem what a body of Yid is. It's not a regular body. It's a body, it's a defining mitzvah. This is who you are. And the same thing with mezuzah. We don't have to do anything about mezuzah. Mezuzah is like a chlala mitzvah. You say that mezuzah is, what's a Yiddish house? What's a Yiddish house? A Yiddish house has the parsha Shema on it. It's a famous Lashon of the Rambam brings the mezuzah to the Rambam had a different mezuzah than we had. The Rambam at the end of the book is mezuzah. Perk Vav. This film mezuzah and Sefer Torah. Perk Vav, the end of the book is mezuzah. The Rambam says, Chayv Odom Lizor be mezuzah mefini shehi choyves hakol tamid. This is how the Rambam was mekayim mezuzah. Kol zman sheikones v'yeitze yifka b'yichur Hashem shmoy shal kodesh baruch hu v'yizgar avosoy the Yeyer Mishinosoi Vishigyoisa Bahavali Azman. In Unzer Sprache means a person goes in the veil to get caught up with the world. The world becomes a Matthias. I'm a Balabas. I'm Kiliv. I fear Zich. I'm running the world. You bump into the Mezuzah, your mind. You go into your house, bump into the Mezuzah. The Ibish is a Balabas. Listen to the Lashon Rambam. The Yeyedash Ein Dovra Oymid La Olme Eilomim Elo Yedias Sur Ha Oylom. The idea of a Mezuzah is to know you're about to go into the world. You know, the Eibishter, the only thing, the state of Eibik, the only thing that's eternal in this world, the only thing that matters is something that is nichnas in the tchum of Yediyas Tzor Ha'olam. U'miyad hu choyzer l'daitoi v'hoylich b'darkei mishar. Someone who is mekayim mezuzah that way, so it wakes him up, it takes him out of be'etzem, I call our world, and puts him into HaKadosh Baruch Hu's world. Mezuzah, you're supposed to realize, the Eibishter is the machnes ha'moyitzi. You go into a hair, b'knisosei, the Eibishter is the machnes ha'moyitzi. The Eibish is a machnes in the moitzi. You're about to go into a house. A house is a certain balabah. It's your domain. You own it. No, the Eibish is a machnes in the moitzi. Again, this is so important. We don't think about this. It's not something we do. This is part of who we are. Versteht sich. Kabbalah is a malach shemayim b'chlal. Parashas Kriyat Shema is one of the things, the times that we're supposed to mizboin in it. I want to say one more nekuda maybe. One place. I'm all giving this kelim mokayim as we could. After we spoke about the past 2 weeks, Mekoymas, you could think about, you could grow in this sugi, you could live the sugi of Kabbalah Sol Malach Shemayim in Tefillah. Bechlal, in Shemoneh Esrei, there's a big mokum to shtel this, but I'm not in Kam Mokum L'Harchiv in this Mezgeret, but there's a certain chelik of Tefillah which is very negative. It's a famous keta in the Bavus de Ramban, Soy Parshas Boy. read over the Ramban, his famous Ketan, I want to touch it up in your name. Ramban says, Mitrich Dvorim, he's trying to get back the whole Musik of Mitzvahs, he sees in the time. Shows the Ramban, Mamish in your name. Loshin Ramban Azoy. Kavonas Kol HaMitzvahs, Kol HaMitzvahs, Shenam in Belekein. Vinoide Elov Shehu Bronu. So Islam is it, something we don't think about. The tachlis of the mitzvahs is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is our Bar Shefer. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is our Creator. The tachlis of all the mitzvahs is a certain declaration in every mitzvah that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you created me. Pirush HaMilam HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I belong to you. If you're a Nivra, it means you belong to you. I belong to you. V'hi kavonasi is tzir. Now the Ramban says it's the kavonat, it's the certain way, the entire purpose of the entire creation. She'elon utam acher b'yitziyah harishayna. Very sharp, Hador. Einon lutam acher means that this all of the time a bottle to this. Einon lutam acher biyitzira yishoina ve'ein kel elyon chayfitz b'tachtoinim milvad sheyeda odom biyoyde lelkav shabro. This idea, we're still going to get back as malchus, better. This idea that a person should forstay the malchus of his barach. Ein lakadosh baruch hu chayfitz b'tachtoinim. This is what a kadosh baruch hu wants from the bria. He wants that every single person, he wants that every yid should forstay that he created. He wants that every single yid should create it and declare that I'm his bar. Now he adds in an akudim. V'kavonas roimemus hakol b'tvilois. V'kavonas botei knesiois v'schus tvilas arabim. There's a big thing in Klal Yisrael. We make a big deal about coming to the base Knesset. We make a big deal about trying to as much as we could. It's hard during Corona, but tvilas arabim. And there's a certain idea to daven b'kol ram. We have to talk about what does that mean? What does he mean? But this is what Ramban's talking about. What's the idea? Ze she'il b'nei odom mokoin yiskapsu v'yoydu l'kel shabron b'nziyim. There's a mesuim dik in akuda that this idea of moedet HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that he's the Baruch, comes out when we daven b'kol ram in botik nesiyas. V'yisar farsmu ze v'yoymru l'fona b'yasecha anachnu. We declarate and we shry all together. It's brought out. You have to touch up. What is Ravan talking about? He's not talking about Shmoneser. Shmoneser is dafkanapako. Where is he talking about? And he's saying there's a special declaration, a special shry of Briyasecha Anachnu. So, I think it's Mavus, one of the places, Yeshmei Rabba, one of the Pirushim places says, B'kol Koich is B'kol Ram. Levi Yomeli, another thing is, Baruch Hu Hashem HaMavarech. I'll touch up a little bit what he's saying. Why? When you scream something out, think about it. When you scream something out, B'Rabim, together with only people, only something that's an ungenomen is Ach. We spoke about last week. Sometimes a person is trying to build an inyan, and sometimes something is a given, it's a constant. Only something that's an ungenomen is Ach. It's like, believe big book, it already exists. It's a sagaret, Vimazok. It's a sagaret. It's something that you could shry b'yochid and kol shekein b'Rabim. Shrine Barava means that you say it and you know everyone's going to join with you. It's so posh it that everyone's going to join in you. When you shrine Yemei Heishmei Rabbi, Heishmei Rabbi Arach Be'etzim is a quest, is a bakasha, that the Hakor of Malchusoi, should permeate through the Bria. It should echo through the Bria and should fill up the Bria. Everyone should. We shrine that out, there's a certain statement of Kabbalah's own Malchus Shemayim that you don't have. And the same thing, Baruch Hu Hashem Mevarech. What's Baruch Hu Hashem Mevarech? The Chazan, the one is making it Baruch, he's giving it Tzivui to the Kaal. He's telling everyone together, Baruch Hu Hashem Mevarech, and they answer, Baruch Hashem Mevarech. What is this? This is the Shirai, B'riyasecho Anachnu. It's a Shirai. It's a declaration that before I'm not developing it. I know already. I'm in your hands. I'm Moser B'yotcho. We all want you because all we belong to you. So we want Be'etzim you to be Farsi Malchusa because we belong to you. This is a Nocham Mokim and an Avoida. We could still avet the Sugya of Kabbalah Zaman Shemayim. These are pulas that we do all year round. The Heishmei Rabba, Mavarach, Borchus, and Mavarach, Slice, I don't know many Borchus you may answer a day. If the pulas still listen to the slave, it could change around your whole way you answer it, and it could be a Mokim where you could still Zachavek. this Nekuda Kabbalah Samach Shemayim that we're speaking about in the Navoi Dedek Oifim. I want to go weiter. The Etzem, we didn't until now, is the Etzem Gemara from what we spoke about the last 2 weeks. So, Mokamayim Samach, I don't want to take. It's Nochen Nekuda, where it's Nizbate Boifim Bemesuyim, the Sugya of Kabbalah Samach Shemayim. And there's another Sugya that we have a very great difficulty in our generation. We spoke about this last month in the Vadavadam of Bitochim. Just a little bit clappy this past week's Parsha. Parsha's Kisovoy. In Parsha's Kisovoy, in the Klolos, Kedua, the time for the Klolos, mitten for the Klolos, the time for the Klolos is the Pasuk. The Pasuk says, the Ferlecha Klolos, they all come. Tachas Hashem Yavadito as Hashem Elikecha B'Simcha B'Tuv Leiva Meiroiv Kol. A lot of things in this pasuk. It's because there's a certain chisaron in avoidas Hashem B'Simcha U'B'Tuv Leiva Meiroiv Kol. Inyan showing why Dafka Simcha is such a harsh einish. I'm not going to go into that now. I want to know you read the last two words of the pasuk Meiroiv Kol. So I don't understand. It says Tachas Hashem B'Simcha B'Tuv Leiva Meiroiv Kol. The Poshup Shana Pasuk, it came from Roiv Koil, having an abundance of Koil. Rashi learns Lav Dafka. Rashi says, Ba'oid Shahil Ha Roiv Koil. That's what Rashi learns. Rashi learns it means, Ba'oid Shahil Ha Roiv Koil. Rashi learns it doesn't mean it's the Siba, May Roiv Koil, Ba'oid Shahil Ha Roiv Koil. The Rambam, like I don't know, the Rambam, Hilchas Shuva Perek Tes, it's Muchach, he learned Kapshuta. May Roiv Koil means because you have Roiv Koil. The Rambam over there is going into the Yisoid. The Kaddish Baruch Hu gives a person bracha in life, gashmias in life, as Caleb. And if you use it properly, he'll continue to give aid you. And if you misuse it, he's going to take it away from you. Because that's what caused you. He says, this caused you to run away from me. He caused you to run away from me, I'll take you away. Bring you this pause, and may Roiv go. As Doi Shteyt Ma Meir Simcha, Meshachof Ma is a Meridik Ashtikol also, I can go to the Rikha, says, I'll vort befeant my Meir Simcha. Meir Simcha tightened up, and he says, tiny is like this. What's the relationship between Simcha and Tov Leivav and Roiv Koil? He says, in the world, the reason why the Klolos come is because you're trying to have it that your Roiv Koil causes you Simcha. Having so much of everything causes you Simcha, and Be'emet is Pumfa Keret. If you have Simcha, you'll have Roiv Koil. That's the way Taish of the Pasuk. The Pasuk says, Tachas, the reason the problem is you're trying to create your Simcha with Tov Leivav and Roiv Koil. And it's Pumfa Keret. He says, have Simcha and Roiv Koil. Ayin Shom. But what I want is he reads Roiv Kol. What's the touch? Feel the Rambam Armiya Simcha. Shteita that Roiv Kol brings to Chesoni Simcha. The ability to have Simcha and Avoidas Hashem. To have Simcha and Avoidas Hashem. And Simcha and Avoidas Hashem means Avada Simcha in any mitzvah, but also means Simcha and Avoidas Hashem in all matzav. Have Simcha and Avoidas Hashem even when a Kaddish Baruch Hu requires you to Mekayim mitzvahs. Very hard matzav. Shteita, the problem is because me Roiv Koil. What's the patch? The patch is like this. Roiv Koil doesn't necessarily mean having so much abundance. Lav Dafka. It doesn't say Yishma, it doesn't say me Roiv Oisha. It doesn't, not talking about people who have houses and boats and hotels. Lav Dafka. The Lashon Koil means, Tanakh, like Yaakov Avinu, it says, he says Yeshli Koil. Rashi over there, Taichas Yeshli Kol means Kol Tzorki, Kol Tzipuki. Kol means having everything you need. Meiroiv Kol is a certain perspective of life which in our door has gone beyond all terms. It's like the basic Ashkofa of every human being in this world. Meiroiv Kol means, in an English word, means being set up. That's what Roiv Kol means. Meiroiv Kol means that it's the objective of a person in life to be totally set up to have all the conveniences he needs for whatever he needs to do. Again, not the Dafka person living for the biggest riches in the world. But if I want to shtag, I want to be successful in something, I have to make sure I have all the conditions that I need beforehand in order to be successful in the thing. That's what Roiv Koil means. Shteit in Pasuk, when the basis of your avodas Hashem is based on Roiv Koil, it leads to a bittul of simcha. It leads that you cannot have avodas avdas Hashem b'simcha. Why? Taich just like this. Very simple. Pshat's like this. When you go, you want to go. Somebody's not going to work. Somebody might not have had. If your wife goes, so you, when you sign a contract with a boss, So this terms of work, this terms. The boss has his terms and his conditions, and the worker has his conditions. The worker has all kinds of conditions. If he signs a contract, then he's not mechuyev. I'm mechuyev to work this and this amount of hours. I'm mechuyev to work under certain weather conditions, and I'm mechuyev to work on the holidays. Certain catastrophes going on. This what's called terms. How are we supposed to operate in this world? So unfortunately, our worldview is the same exact way as a worker works. When we work in Avodas Hashem, our Avodas Hashem should be exactly the way a worker works. Everyone has the working condition. This one needs his weather. This one needs the right socks. This one needs his iced coffee. This one needs the right wife. This one needs kids that are quiet. This one needs a nice house. Everyone has their terms, we'll call their comfort zone that they have. Do you have the right to demand a comfort zone before you are going to avoid Hashem? So the answer is depends. If you're a poil, you can do what he wants. Poil can do what he wants. If you're an Evid, do you have the right to demand anything? What happens when your Avodas Hashem is based on Roiv Kol? So what's the problem? The problem is when Roiv Kol doesn't exist, and I guarantee you it never existed for anybody. There's nobody who, in a continuous Kavua de Kamatzev, had everything he needed. And Fakert is emes. And the longer you're married, the more you'll see. Is that you're always missing things that you really need to feel comfortable in order to really operate in the most premier ideal way. So what happens when you're missing those things? So what happens is you can't be Oyvan Hashem b'simcha. When your wife is not acting the way you thought under the chuppah your wife would act, you're probably also not acting exactly. You never look at yourself. But your wife is not exactly holding where you think she was supposed to act. And your kids, forget about your kids. You think you pick your kids. You pick your kids, you don't pick your kids. Hope you know that. Your Aiden maybe you pick. Your kids you don't pick. You don't pick kids. The kids, the things that they give you in life, and your matzav in life, who's happy with his financial matzav? Who's happy with his financial matzav? Who has enough yishuv adas beforehand? Who? We spoke about this last month. One of the areas, I could say, as being a Resh Chabura for Yungalai, that I see, and I see, unfortunately, I don't like to be catching Klaisor, but I see a Yerida Masmedes every single year and every single man is in this sugya, the ability to deal with difficulty. The ability of a couple, and I'm talking about a couple, I mean the husband and the wife, both of them fell ployas. The ability to deal, to continue, to be oisik and avoid the Hashem, bishleimus. When the shteres, maisim b'chol yoyim, your apartment's leaking, the balabos is a jerk. Millions of situations. You're expecting, and with the sonogram, this maisim b'chol yoyim. Shteres is part of life. Yeah, the ideal day exists one in a million. Could I just go and say and realize, no, yeah, I still have to be working. What does it make a difference? I still have, it is Hashem. So the ability for our dar to do that has become close to, I don't know, I don't want to say. Because push it. Because even in the Goyish world, and we're affected, the musig of magiali, the musig of that it comes to me, I deserve to have this and this and this, has been something that's a dava poshet for generations and generations, and it belongs. Everyone is magiali kach v'kach v'kach, and then I'll do what I have to do. It's magiali again, not because magiali at the end of the day, and only magiali, of course, I have to work, I have to learn, I have to be a good wife. However, it's magiali this and this and this in order to be able to work. The musig of magiali, It's the agadoma to everybody in life. And again, I'm dafka not talking about in a very spoiled, in an abundant way on the outside. No one's looking for a million things. But what I need. I can't deal with this all craziness. So if I can't deal with all this craziness, forget about it. We're leaving Eretz Yisrael. Same. Or v'chulei. I have to say, there's millions of examples we could give. The yisoid of an Evid is he belongs to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Working terms, you make the terms. You make the terms. You would have thought you make the terms. If you make the terms, so then, yeah, we're complaining all the time. We're complaining by the little challenges and culture came by the big challenges that exist. We're campaigning and we're also not able to be oivid. We're not able to oivid. Besimcha for sure. If you live in HaKadosh Baruch Hu's world, Kabbalah's O Malcha Shamayim. If you live in HaKadosh Baruch Hu's world, so then who is the terms? Who creates the terms? I mean, Gaman tells me he's stuck in America now. He had to go back for his wife, his baby. He's stuck in America now. How could he survive in America? I'm asking him, if you created the terms, like God, I also wouldn't put you in America. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the terms. Your output is a million times less. Who's deciding what your output is? Not HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Who's deciding your output if not HaKadosh Baruch Hu? How many different things in life are we forbittered with? Are we have tainus? But the reason is because we're missing in the sugi of Kabbalah's O Malcha Shemayim. This is directly connected to the hearts of Kabbalah's Shemayim. We spoke about this last month. Where do I see this? In the parasha of Kabbalah's Malcha Shemayim. Parasha of Shein of Kriyish. Because I'll say it's parasha of Kabbalah's Malcha Shemayim. Ve'avto eis Hashem elekecha b'chol levavcha. U'v'chol nafshecha. U'v'chol moidecha. Three v'chols. So the first thing we see that Sarah Shavis means kol. Because when you're talking about Kabbalah's Malcha Shemayim, the answer is, the second something is missing, it's already that Malchus. Malchus means, Aust is the Eibishter. And the Shomala, Aust, a kol. Kol vavcha, kol nafshecha, kol moidecha. Aust is the Eibishter. Kol moidecha, what's the taich of kol moidecha? Chazal, Mishnah and Brochus. First Mishnah and the last third. At Mundalit, Shtei Tzvei Pirush, kol moidecha, ein Pirush is, kol moidecha, the second Pirush is, B'chol mida shumoided l'cho havi moided l'imoch. This is our sphere. B'chol mida shumoided l'cho means all the stats you have in life. There's nobody in the world, I'm telling you, unless you're a big tzaddik maybe, who all the stats that he has in life, if he was running the world, he would give it out there. The wife would be a lifted the shver, the shviger, the brother-in-law, the neighbor, the rav in the shul, the mevesh chabura, the one that says the vad. Something would be different. Tons, if not everything would be different. Mida shumoyde lecha means all your variables in life. Bechol moydecha means give that to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Accept it. Accept it means accept it with happiness. How do you accept the happiness? It's totally understood here. Our Bubbis and Azadis, again, they weren't holding, but they were 1,000 times better in this sukkah. Why? Because by them, they didn't own anything. They lived in HaKadosh Baruch Hu's world. They lived in HaKadosh Baruch Hu's world. When you own, when you get up, and you want to now be Oisik and Al-Mitzvah, so Be'etzem, the first, the Vekshtel, the framework you decide, and you want to now Oisik and Al-Mitzvah, so now there's all kinds of questions. I don't have the Shver, I don't have the Shviger, I don't have the money, I don't have the wife, I don't have the kids, I don't have the Zitzflesh, I didn't sleep last night, I don't have the weather. You have all the tinies in the world, but if you Makabil O Malcha Shemayim first, that means if you live in a Kadosh Baruch Hu's world, then it's beautiful. Magia Li, what's Magia Li? One time heard from Shimshon Pinkus in front of Rav Chanashi on a tape. He said, "Where did he say the kudus?" He said that himself in the same musar that he thoughts of musar that he had himself. He said one time was after a Shanim Kippur. I don't remember all the problem, but he more or less in Ofakim he did everything. There wasn't many people in Ofakim. There was a Rav. He zichah daven all the tefillas. I don't know if mamish mincha, but he daven all the tefillas. He was the Darshan, he was the Rav. I don't remember if he was the Baltkea. The kids at Al Skaton here. He was a one-man show. You know, fuck him. So he said, it's one year after Shanim Kippur finished, Hashem, you know, Avoida said Kippur. And he said, he was sitting on the couch and he started leaning back a bit. So this is a tfisa for no even Hashem. And he says, he was magging to say his words. I was zeichet to a reg of emes. He said, a reg of emes. He said, all of a sudden, as I was starting to lay back and make myself very comfortable on the couch, he said, I really was just passing through my head was, I deserve a vacation. I deserve it. A good vacation. Between you, what was a vacation? But stop it to take a snooze for 2 hours on the couch. But he wasn't going anywhere. No. He wasn't going anywhere. But in the Shinshin Pinker's mind, he was saying, I deserve it. He said, I was pleasing myself here. Unbelievable. He said, why do I think I deserve it? The answer is deep in my mind is because I be'etzem did HaKadosh Baruch Hu a favor. B'tzidkasi. I performed for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I performed for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I worked like the Shiganit. Probably 10 days straight. It was nothing. It was totally And Magili is something. Magili, because, as I said, Ever Hashem, I gave HaKadosh Baruch Hu something. Let me give HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Look at the wrong. I gave. That was his time. It was on the thought. It wasn't on the leaning back. That's not the thought process. That was, it's called the regalemis. This sugya of Rosh Hashem Pinkas is a sugya we're holding, our dar is holding, alapanim, like you say. That in the sugya, I'm not talking about afterwards, for love, why should be a problem after we do avoid the magil? I'm talking about the before. We hold that it's magil anu. We hold when we go do avoid the Hashem, we're doing something for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So a word from Chatzkel Abramsky, says, David HaMelech says, Matoy Volecha Yaakov, Tovin and Melam says, Vani Beroy Chazdecho Ovoy Beisecho. Vani Beroy Chazdecho Beisecho. Zog of Chazdecho Ramsky. A Yidvus comes to shul. Kol Shekeni comes on time, comes 10 minutes late. He feels like he deserves the biggest pat on the back. He deserves, oh, Magili. Tovin and Melam says, I come, I feel it's a chesed, it's a schus that I'm able to come. I'm come to the basic Knesset. It's a schus to be able to come. Why did Tovin and Melam feel this? This is, understand, this is our sugi, this is the heart of our sugi. Why? It's not only a sugi of appreciation, it's a sugi which Velt Dovid HaMelech lived in. It's a sugi which Velt Dovid HaMelech lived in. Dovid HaMelech lived in HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Velt. In HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Velt, nothing is coming. I'm going to come to shul. I'm able to come to shul. Very zokt. Come to shul. He felt a hug from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When you have that, it's simcha, anything able to do. When you have that, you come and your chabur could be closed. Our chaburas now are closed for 2 weeks in yeshiva. Your chabur could be closed. Who knows where you could be learning? It's hard with the man, as I said. Everything is unbelievable. Everything is, you could do besimcha, you could do it, you're happy, and you do, and obviously you do more avoid when you're besimcha. Because you live in a Kaddish Baruch Hu's world. But we were very far. We live in our own world. If you realize with this, we in a certain sense, it's another Rashi. In Bechol Levavcha, Rashi says, I don't want to be sharp, but this is Mamish, this is my Rashi. Rashi says, Bechol Levavcha, Tup Shortum, Shnei Yitzachar, Rashi says, Bechol Levavcha, Sheloi Yelibcha Choluk Al Hamokam. Rashi's saying, his Metzias that a person has, his lave is the Kaddish Baruch Hu, there's a part of his lave that's not with the Kaddish Baruch Hu. There's part of his lave that's Choluk in a Kaddish Baruch Hu. Me and you, I'll talk to myself, maybe not you, but unfortunately I'm a Bar Plukta in a Kaddish Baruch Hu. There are a lot of things than me, that I argue with the Kaddish Baruch Hu. I say, this is not right. This fact in my life, this is not right. It shouldn't be. It shouldn't be. I maybe don't say it verbally, but that's why I'm arguing with the Kaddish Baruch Hu. This is not, there's no, this can't make me. When you live in a Kaddish Baruch Hu's world, you're able to be Oivri B'Simcha. And Taka, you're the happiest person. Dovid HaMelech says, it's in the Yisfir for the Bitochim, Dovid HaMelech says, "Lodovid Hashem oiri v'yishim imi ira, Hashem mo'iz chayayim yecha." Dovid HaMelech gets up. He's not afraid of anything. Dovid HaMelech had money, had good terms, he had enemies. All the facts in his life are going against him. How do you have a young man who doesn't have money? How does he go? We spoke about last week, last man. Bitochen means you're relying on Kaddish Baruch Hu. But I have a big problem. You don't live in a Kaddish Baruch Hu's world, what does it help to rely on a Kaddish Baruch Hu? Is it a cause of your security? No. You live in Meir Sigur's world. So very nice. Kaddish Baruch Hu will help me when I decide to do mitzvah suluv. At that point, I'm a shayach to Kaddish Baruch Hu. But every day, where am I living? I'm not living in a Kaddish Baruch Hu's world. So what does it help? Dovid HaMelech lived in a Kaddish Baruch Hu world that Hashem was Mois Chayai, with the strength of his life. He was a glikel chemensh. He wasn't afraid for a second. He was secure. Because you're living in a Kaddish Baruch Hu's life, and that same Kaddish Baruch Hu is interested in your best interest. You batuach. You first have to be Kabbalah's Ummat Shemayim. Vani Buraiv Chazdecha. This is a bitui of the sugya of Kabbalah's Ummat Shemayim. Like we said, we have it as damas. We were holding very far. We have to go back. We have to backtrack. We have to get back to the world that comes from. To get back to Kabbalah Tadir Baruch Hu. To make a mapecha in the sugya of Bechol Midah Shat Amoidah. Don't be me Rav Kal. We'll be Emesah Ev Avdis HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ivdus Hashem B'Simcha. Hu Asanu V'Loy Anachnu.